This morning's scripture reading is taken from the 7th and 8th chapters of Luke's Gospel. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And a woman in the city, who was a sinner, having learned that he was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears and to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus spoke up and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teacher," he replied, "speak." A certain creditor had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debts for both of them. Now, which one of them will love him more? And Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he canceled the greater debt." And Jesus said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then, turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which were many, have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." But those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Soon afterwards, he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, as well as some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Chuza, and Susanna, and many others, who provided for them out of their resources. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us.
Thanks be to God.
Hi, honey. Yeah. Listen, is our calendar open on Tuesday night? Yeah, of course. Of course we'll have to get a babysitter. Yeah, but hey, listen, this is dinner with the Pharisees. Yes, the Benjamins. How many Pharisees do you know? Yes, Miriam and Toby. Yes. Yep. Yep. Yeah, they told me that they were inviting someone else to dinner. Yeah. Them too, but yeah, listen. This guy is he's a healer from the Galilee. His name is Jesus Bar Joseph. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, what do you mean you're not sure? I know. He sounds a little bit odd, but aren't you kind of curious? And I hear he tells great stories too. Yeah, that's right. Exactly, the one about the good Samaritan. Isn't that rich? Yeah. What do you mean that did I hear about what he did last week at dinner? At the Simon's house? Well, who else was there? Oh, you mean the woman who stands by the gate down near the market? The city gate? The one who uses too much makeup? No, I've never noticed that the neckline on her dress is a little low. All right. So look, let's just go and see this fella. Okay, I'll tell Tubby that we can be there. Okay, thanks. Bye, honey. Love you. You know, I actually had heard about this Jesus fellow and about the dinner with the Simons last week. And, well, you know, it's just good hospitality that when someone comes into your home that you offer your guests some clean water and a towel and, you know, you wash their feet if they come into your home. You know that. Well, the Simons totally forgot and let this healer come into their home without offering him any oil for his forehead, let alone so much as a cloth for his hands and feet. I know, bad manners, bad manners. Well, maybe they were just taken aback by this guy and the way that he presented himself. Still, that's no excuse. So I have no idea how she got in there. Maybe she came with the healer, but that woman of sin, you know, the one who stands down by the city gate, was at dinner too. And then the Simons, well, you know, the Simons would never have invited her. Never in a million years. Well, you know what I'm talking about. They're upstanding Pharisees, and they would not be associated with sinners. Yeah, I mean, the Simons, they're all about purity and observation of the law. They would never even dream of eating trife like the Gentiles do, and they would never associate with an unclean woman. Well, the word got out, of course, about her coming to the Simon's house for dinner with this healer and what she did. So Jesus is sitting there with his unclean feet, but he had taken his sandals off at the door. And this woman, the unclean woman, is kneeling at his feet crying. And I don't mean just little crocodile tears. I mean, she is sobbing over his feet, really sobbing. And her tears are falling onto the healer's feet so that they are wet with tears. And then she takes her own hair out from her scarf and she wipes his feet as if her hair were a towel. Can you imagine that? I mean, you know what it's like to walk through those dusty, filthy streets. You know about your sandals and what gets on them. Talk about unclean. But wait, it gets better. Then she pulls out this beautiful stone jar. It was alabaster, I think. And it was filled with this expensive ointment, you know, the kind that they have in Cyprus. And she spreads it all over the healer's feet. I mean, how can she afford that kind of luxury? Okay, let's not go there. Wouldn't you have been mortified if you had been there? It was almost as bad as having her ply her trade right there at the dining table. So then old Simon sees what's going on. And he says in a voice that I'm sure that everybody could hear, "If Jesus were truly a prophet, he would know what kind of an unclean woman she was, as well as all of the sins that she has committed. Then he wouldn't be so happy about letting her touch him." But the healer heard. He heard what old Simon had said. And so he rips off this riddle for Simon with everybody there to hear it. It was about these two debtors. One man owed 500 denarii. One man owed only 50. And there was no way that either one of them was going to be able to pay this debt. So the guy that's lent them the money comes over and says, "Okay, your debts are forgiven. Both of you owe zero." And then the healer says, "Which man do you think was more grateful? The one who owed 500 denarii or the other man who only owed 50 denarii? Well, I think you know what happened next. Old Simon replies, I guess the one who had the larger debt. Boy, I'll bet old Simon was blushing then. After he invites the healer into his home and he acknowledges him by calling him rabbi. But it gets worse. It gets worse. The healer says right to old Simon's face, when I entered your house, you didn't ask your servant to take my sandals off or wash my feet. You didn't even give me any fresh water and a clean towel so that I could do it by myself. You didn't even greet me with a kiss on the cheek, even though you invited me here and you call me rabbi, teacher. But look at this woman. From the second I came to the table, she's been bathing my feet with her tears. She dried my feet with her hair. She spent a small fortune on that alabaster jar of balm from Cyprus, and she massaged it into my weary feet. She offered me not just the kind of welcome that I would have expected from you, but more so. She was extravagant in welcoming me. Extravagant. It wasn't simply a sign of hospitality. It was a sign of her self-giving love. And because of her self-giving love, her sins, and we all know that they were many, her sins had been forgiven, erased. As for the rest of you who live with only a few sins, well, you may not find that you need to ask forgiveness very often for those few sticky little sins that cling to you like a dribble of sap. And because you do not seek forgiveness, you do not show outward signs and expressions of self-giving love. How's that working out for you? Well, people said that old Simon was blushing 18 shades of scarlet, and when the healer pushed it one step further, while everyone was sitting at the table, he looks the woman straight in the eye and says, "Your sins are forgiven." Now, everybody knows that God alone can forgive sin. If you want to get rid of sin, you go to the temple, you make a sacrifice. That's common knowledge. But there were no doves, and there was no smoke anywhere, just Jesus the healer. So one of the other grumbling dinner guests pipes up and says, "Who does he think he is? This guy over here claiming to forgive the sins of this disgraceful woman." So the healer didn't even acknowledge the comment. But again, he looked straight into the eyes of the woman who was there at his feet, and he said, "Your trust in me has saved you. You may go in peace." And you could have heard a pin drop. So the woman stood up, and she was a changed person. She was standing up straight. You could tell by the way that she was carrying herself that she was changed. She stood straight up as if she was a high-born lady. And after catching the gaze of Jesus, she smiled at him, and she walked out of old Simon's house. Well, apparently there wasn't a dry eye in the house. It wasn't just the woman whose tears were shed that night. Everybody there saw her and saw Jesus in a new way. Maybe they saw themselves in a different way too. Maybe living out our faith isn't so much about purity as it is about compassion. Maybe it isn't so much about going to the temple to make a sacrifice as it is about trusting in God and in those who carry the divine presence. So if you're wondering why I want to go to dinner at the Pharisee's house on Tuesday, it's to see this healer and see what he's all about. You never know. Maybe I could use a little forgiveness and transformation too. Amen. The gifts that we offer every Sunday and the gifts that flow electronically from one bank to another help to extend the reign of God's kingdom here and now.